All right, so how are we doing with weed in Connecticut? Joe LaChance, our weed guy, is on to give us an update.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Morning to you.
So a headline would be good, bad, or ugly?
Very good.
Very good.
Nice.
Not just good, but very good.
Very good. You mean the report of the weed, right? Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're very, very close to an agreement. There's a couple of sticking points within the equity portion of the bill that they have to straighten out. But I think they're going to do it.
Is there time for that?
Yeah. I mean, what they're doing right now is the negotiating process. They always debate it before they actually, vote on it. So these are the little things they're going to tweak before they vote on it. But from what I'm hearing, the vote is supposed to happen today in the Senate and tomorrow in the House.
And will this pass?
It looks in the Senate, it's a pretty much a sure thing to pass. The House is the one that's a little iffy. But I think they're going to be able to change the bill enough to get it through. I really,
so
really
do. So if
they
change it in the House,
confident.
Does it have to go back to the Senate for them to vote on it?
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Interesting.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's the puff pass, yes.
And it's a pretty good bill, I got to say. They ended up giving the home grow, and that is a big victory for us.
And the governor will sign that because he wasn't a big fan.
The governor has agreed on the home grow. Now, they're going to delay it just like they did in New York. So, believe it or not, if they pass this bill.
Didn't we say this at the beginning? Just do New York.
Right.
Yes.
Pass it.
Yes.
Then tweak it.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
No.
But no!
After all this, it's like, let's do what New York did.
Right.
Right.
Brilliant.
Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
Brilliant. Who thought of that?
Yes.
No, but everybody said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's all they had to do. And they waited till the last minute to do it.
Like homework.
But it's fine. I mean, that was a real big victory for us.
So when do you think someone like AJ will be able to walk into a store and buy weed?
Like next week or something? Yeah.
Well, believe it, they're going to legalize it on July 1st. So that means as of July 1st, you can possess an ounce and a half of marijuana on your person legally.
Well, you just have to get it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to get it somewhere. Now, I would say by May, I mean, I think their first, target date was May of 2022 for
that's
the
pretty,
first retail sales.
It's pretty good.
Weed Depot.
Yeah.
How do we do it that fast? Do we use some of these medical marijuana growers?
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. They're still going to use the medical marijuana growers. They're going to charge them a hefty fee to get in. $3 million they're going to have to pay to start selling recreationally.
Dang. All right, but that's a one-time entrance fee. That's not like every year.
So far, yes.
Right.
Yes,
and then the renewal fee will be the normal, grower fee, whatever that is, like $100,000 a year, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of money to be made, though.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah, it is. Well, the state wants to get as much as it can, as quickly as it can.
Before someone forgets.
So that's what they're going to use these guys to jumpstart the market. And these guys, of course, are happy about it because they're already making a ton of money off medical. And now they're going to make a ton of money off recreational. But they also are going to license a bunch of new growers and new dispensaries. They're going to have, I think they made it one per 25,000 residents. So you can have a dispensary per one per 25,000 residents.
All right, Phil, we need some math here. I think there's like 3 million people in Connecticut.
Right.
Right.
So I'm thinking one apartment complex, done.
So what's the math equation here?
There's math involved.
As of 2021, it was 3.6.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
We've had a couple of births since the last time I looked this up.
Folks got busy during the pandemic.
What's that?
I said folks got busy during the pandemic.
Oh. Okay. So what would the equation be, AJ? How do you do that? How do you figure out
3 million divided by 25,000?
Oh, very simple. Okay, very simple. Phil? That's how I figure it.
Yeah.
Joe?
This is the argument that
math
teachers made when I would say, I don't need to know this stuff. I'll have a calculator.
Yes.
It's like, well, you need to know what to put into the calculator.
See, that'd be helpful, yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I have no idea.
It'll be 3 million divided by 25.
I'm waiting for my part to go walk into the weed store and buy some.
Divided by 25 what?
Yeah.
1,000.
1,000. Okay.
It doesn't sound like we need any weed, does it really?
Somebody had lots of it, too.
I did 3.6 million. It's 144.
144 dispensaries to start for the first 3 years, and then they can lower that afterwards, depending on how, if they find the market is being served well enough. They also put a cap on THC at 30% for flower and 60% for the concentrate.
Now, is the medical different?
The medical is different, yeah. The medical is not really going to be affected by any THC caps. Wow. You can only buy 1 ounce a day or the equivalent of concentrates. But you
one
can possess...
ounce a day.
Damn.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yep. You have a pretty thick forehead after that.
Except medical patients can still buy their 2.5 ounces. But...
Oh, man. I remember buying an ounce of weed and thinking this is good for like 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other one party.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can possess 1.5 ounces on your person, and you can have up to 5 ounces in your trunk, as long as it's in your trunk, in your car, out of sight, or in your house.
So you have 5 ounces in the trunk and 1.5 ounces in your pockets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
Sounds like a dead song.
And then 5 ounces in your house.
Sounds like a dead song.
What?
It sounds like a dead song.
You need a joint just to slow you down.
Yeah, it sounds like a dead song. So they're also they're going to tax it 6.25%, 6.35%.
That sounds low.
Well, that's just the initial tax, and then they're going to they really came up with a really weird tax scheme. They're going to do it by THC percentage, and they're doing it like 2 cents per milligram.
Okay,
of THC.
Welcome to Connecticut.
Yeah, you know what this conversation needs? This conversation needs in between. That's what this sounds like.
I was reading that section of the bill, and I couldn't even figure out, but they're going to charge per milligram, and it's like a percentage of a cent per milligram of THC. And they're going to charge the consumer. So that means if you buy an ounce of weed that's 30%, they're going to figure out this
tax
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy.
You know, just make it 7.
Yeah.
Round
it off.
Or 8. Yeah, or whatever.
No, these are percentages of cents. It's like really crazy. So let them figure that out.
Yeah. Just tell me how much.
Yeah.
You know?
And then the cities are also going to be able to collect 3%.
Oh,
wow. So you could be paying,
That's why they did the 6. I felt like that's low for Connecticut, 6.
Right.
That's why the cities get 3. That's how you get them on board.
Aha.
Got all the reps on board by getting the 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
But the cities will still be able to, disqualify having marijuana businesses if they want. They're also going to allow deliveries.
Wait, the cities can what? Disqualify?
Yeah, so they can opt out and say, no, we don't want marijuana businesses in our town.
Oh.
They're allowed to opt out.
Okay, that's nice.
They're not
Let's
required.
See who does that.
Host.
Let's see. We got one, Easton.
Yes.
The only town
Guilford,
in Connecticut where you can't buy any booze.
Right, nothing.
Dry. Guilford, Madison, they won't let medical in there. So, they probably won't let recreational in there.
Oh,
yeah, there are certain cities that have, not even let medical in, so they may not let recreational.
Okay.
But that's 3%,
Madison,
you're right.
Easton.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 3% might be a little bit of an incentive. So, and they're going to, the equity applicants are going to be determined by zip code. So if people who live in the areas
Bridgeport,
that have
New Haven.
Right.
Inner City,
right.
Yeah. Waterbury,
uh-huh.
Stanford, Norwalk.
Yeah. And that's a bit of a sticking point because they wanted people to who had been arrested to get first priority. But the governor felt that was rewarding bad behavior.
Yeah.
So that was a big sticking point. So they made it by zip code.
Is it me or does this guy seem to make more sense as we go along?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I still see stuff. I'm like, I just got to scroll past this.
Right.
I can't even read it.
I do that.
Some of this stuff makes sense.
Some.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Very true. So, they also came up with this scheme where they wanted, they're going to do a lottery. So if you want to get a license,
I lost
you
it.
Have to. First, yeah, right. Yeah. You have to first enroll in this lottery to even get a preliminary license.
You know what I like about that is that, well, you're not getting the best business or best qualified people, but you also, there's no favoritism.
There's no conglomerate.
Like you're not going to have these stories where it's like, well, the mayor knew this person, and all of a sudden they got a weed business.
Hey, look at that.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was the point, I think, to cut out that kind of nepotism, because that happened in plenty of places in Massachusetts and things like that.
All right.
So, right, if you do it by a lottery, at least it makes it random. And they're going to give let the equity applicants go into the lottery first, and then they're going to let the regular applicants do the lottery after. Yeah.
You're just going to have people now winning who don't know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
You know?
But now what do I do?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Let's figure it out.
Well, I think what they're going to do is then they're going to get a preliminary license where they're actually going to check them out before they actually give them their
preliminary. Wow.
Yeah, it's three steps. And, of course, they're collecting a fee for each step.
Of course.
The state, the state is going to make good money on this right away just from the fees they can collect. They also
They're going to eliminate a lot of potential applicants just by how complicated they made it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's going to be the people who know what they're doing. These equity folks who've been convicted of a crime who get involved, they're going to see this paperwork. They're going to,
I'm good.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go back to buying it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not going to be cheap. I mean, even the equity applicants, they have something where if you want to skip the lottery, you can pay $3 million.
Whoa.
You know?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. The fast pass.
The fast pass,
right.
Yeah.
Well, then what's the point of the lottery? What's the point of the... So, okay.
Right.
I don't care. I'm just glad that... So what's going to happen? They're going to vote on this soon?
Vote on this today.
House...
Today and tomorrow.
Okay, House tomorrow?
Yes.
And then how fast do you think this could... Like, if it went lightning speed, when can the governor see it and sign it? Wednesday?
They'll have to sign it Wednesday. Yeah, that's the last day of session. And he's still got the budget to do.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are going to be working round the clock for the next 3 days.
Yeah, wow.
Well, they want the job, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they really pushed it to the last minute. I'm glad I looked at the bill. I finally read it through. It is 300 pages. You know, remember, it started out as like, what, 160, and then it went up to 2-something. Now it's almost 300 pages.
Is there a room with people in it who read all this stuff and then break it down to a one sheet to explain it to the representatives? Because there's no way they read all this. Like, oh, wait a minute. Page 298, paragraph L, section C1. This word here, like, there's no way.
Yeah,
right?
you lost me a long time ago. Like, I've been sitting. So
especially when they're rushing it. Yeah, especially when they rush it like this. Yes, they do have a summary that they do give the legislators leave.
Yeah, here's your cheat sheet. This is what you need to know.
Right.
Here's what you're going to like. I mean, here's what you're not going to like.
I like that.
But a lot of the ones who are heavily involved will read through the entire bill.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
But, yeah, like your normal legislator, he's going to get a summary and, you know, just vote.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of people
so
just
by Wednesday,
what they're said.
This is historic. By Wednesday, 2 days from right now, we can have the governor signing a bill legalizing recreational marijuana in Connecticut.
We'll call it Weeds Day.
And by July 1st, you could possess
Weeds
it.
Weeds Day. I like
We're
that.
We're talking 3 weeks.
Yeah.
4th of July, it's people just, could be
Joe, you must be beside yourself.
Smoking pot.
Joe, you've been working on this for 10 years. You must be beside yourself.
Oh, I'm biting my nails till Wednesday.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah, you're right.
The cheese doodles are still on there.
This
tastes
right
like Doritos.
I'm not off the internet, you know, talking to all the other advocates until Wednesday because, you know, anything could happen. The Republicans could pull a filibuster because from what I understand, there's not a ton of Republican support for this. So you never know.
That'd be a bad move.
It happened. That would be a real bad move. And I don't think Vin Candelora will do that, but it's always possible. So, you know, that's it. Biting nails till Wednesday. Once Wednesday,
Joe's ready for the buzzkill.
He right. sounds like a long-suffering Jets
well,
fan.
Well, you know, how many times have I been disappointed by these guys?
Exactly!
Yeah. He's been through this so many times. How many times has he been on the show thinking, hey, we have a good chance of this at the beginning?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Something happens, right?
Exactly. It's always something.
All right, Joe. Well, great work. You and all the people have been behind this for so many years. And look, it's almost here.
It's almost done.
It's almost,
it is almost
Christmas.
Here. We're going to have a huge celebration. This 4th of July will be a green 4th of July.
Right. Mm. Fireworks lit, and so are you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Guys, I'll talk to you soon.
All right,
thank
man.
You.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso, balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.